Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you out.
Thank you so much for sticking with the Jay Garvin Show during the impact of demographics on our economy and real estate. And I hope that you have a chance to listen to this whole program beginning to end. I know traditionally people catch 3 to 8 minutes. And if I have only 3 to 8 minutes with you right now, I want to say hello. I'm your friend. Give me a call at 330-1457. And I am going to summarize for you in less than 3 minutes what the impact of demographics is on our society. It is supply and demand. We're experiencing it where there's one home for sale, but five people competing for it. In 2012, we experienced it when there was five homes available and only one person competing with it. You couldn't give them away. It's all an ebb and flow of supply and demand, and that primarily depends on the size and the body of the consumers. So we have 87 million millennials. That means they've competed for a lot of things. They're growing up. Now you can call me at 330-1457 and I can go through more personalized approach to this for you. But just take a look at the iPhone. The iPhone has went up in cost every year. It hasn't done what the computer has done, where it started at $2,000, $3,000 to get a computer back in the 90s, and now you can get a full laptop for $600. I mean, in equivalency, that just went backwards. But you have phones, you have iPhones that are in high demand. They only make so many. They have very unique patented features, and there's 87 million Pac-Men munching away. Waka, 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 waka. And they just want their iPhone. They just want their Netflix. They just want whatever, and you see it going up. Look at and see how fast Facebook has grown, not primarily as much as Snapchat and those, but as soon as you get a generation the size of the baby boomers or a generation the size of the millennials latched on to something, it's going to grow in popularity. There's almost nothing that my generation, the Gen Xers born from 1965 to 1979, that we latched on to that grew. What, Michael Jackson? Huh? The pacer? Woo, we got that pacer. Because there isn't enough of us to make a difference. That's why the hippie movement was so big, because they were all the baby boomers. That's why the demonstrations with Vietnam were so huge. And notice how old those people were at the time. You know, 18 to 24 years old. Do the math in the 60s. You know, the sit out at Wall Street, and now even the Black Lives Matter and all of that stuff is just a momentous younger part of the millennials, a much bigger generation, and it draws more attention. See, we're not even talking about houses now. We're not even talking about cars or jobs or careers. And here's some things that affect you going into the future with demographics. Very, very simple. Number one, the economy's going to grow. It's actually not the time to buy stock right now. It's going to be time to buy stock in like 7 years, when all the baby boomers are having to take their last of their money out and the millennials don't yet have enough income or wealth in their family in order to put it in the market. So there's going to be flat spots in the market, and that's when I'm going to go into the market. And then I'm going to hold that market as soon as the millennials turn about 50 to 55 years old, because that's when people seriously start shoving money into their 401ks. Not when they're 35, when they're 55, because they're like, oh my God, I'm down to my last 5, 10, 15 years. I can tell you as well, rancher homes are attractive right now because baby boomers and their knees really hurt. They're still one of the primary buyers as they downsize, and they don't want to walk upstairs. But if you look at where the millennials are buying in real estate, they're tall skinnies. I'm building 8 of them in Woodland Park right now. Well, Jay, what's a tall skinny? A tall skinny is an affordable house where you can have all of the amenities of a 2-car garage, and then you go up a set of stairs, and then there's a floor above that with all your living and maybe a bedroom. And then you go up to a second floor, which is really a third floor. See, it's tall and it's skinny, and that's where your bedrooms are, because they don't care about stairs, no more than the baby boomers cared about all of these booming salt box 2-story homes that we all lived in the 70s and the 80s. See, there's a demographic shift to where it used to be in vogue to have just a sedan, the old 50s and the 60s and even the 70s sedans. But all of a sudden, when the baby boomers were growing and multiplying, and now all of a sudden they were in the back seat of their parents' cars and there was 3 or 4 of them, you needed a full-size van. And then full-size vans became most popular. Well, then minivans became popular. Then SUVs became popular. Now the mini SUVs become popular. Now you know what's becoming the most popular? Oh, that's right. They're building 4-door Porsches. That's right. Because now the baby boomers don't want to step up because that hurts their knees. They just want to step right in. And they want to have a cool 4-door sports car because now they got to take their grandkids out. You see where it's going? The next most popular car is now becoming the all-wheel drive sedan again. See, it goes in cycles, and you just find out what the biggest generation is looking for, and you buy it before they do, and then you sell it to them later. That's why I laugh all the way to the bank with the millennials. I don't care if you have on tight jeans and you look at me like I'm old. You're going to have to come buy my house pretty soon, so you better be nice to me. I'll increase the price just because you piss me off. So if you understand this stuff, it's really, really easy. Now, I'm learning to be more of a servant, Christ-like leader. I apologize. I didn't mean to piss you off. But just like Dave Ramsey says, I don't frickin' care. I really do. I love you, but my German mother put an edge on me. So in the last couple minutes of this show, what are the big takeaways? The big takeaways are this. Tune into my podcast every week because I give you nuggets like this for free. Number 2, don't be a dummy. I mean, I feel sorry for individuals that don't call me to help them with a mortgage. Because you get a competitive product, I help you through your refinance, and they're on the way. You build a friend with me and my staff, and we actually add value to you and help you learn Dave Ramsey's 7 steps, help you get complimentary with a coach on budgeting, and we do all of that because we love you. So call today at 719-330-1457 so I can teach you more on the impact of demographics. But for today, that's it, and I want to say go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's what matters in the end, not this demographic or houses. And I pray that you would go forward and have a relationship with the Lord and find your calling because that's what I found in you, the radio listener, someone that I would serve. Tag, you're it. You got a call first. But be sure to tune in every week to The Jay Garvin Show. You've been listening to it right here on KRDO News Radio. Have a great week.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. You can count.